I have a lot of baggage, figuratively, metaphorically, poetically, and quite literally. Join me as I try to unpack for college, because you're listening to So So, hosted by Summer Orban. If you're looking to replace underwear you've had since you were a wee high school freshman that aren't very fresh anymore, or are looking into more sustainable options without paying $90 for various shades of brown, Parade has got you covered in all the right places. Available in sizes extra small through 5X, Parade's underwear is made of soft, breathable, and recycled fabrics that are good for the environment and look great on anybody. Starting as low as $8 and in so many different colors and patterns outside of sad beige. Join the parade today and save 20% off your purchase when you use code SUMMERORBANWRITES at checkout. As great as last year was for me as a certified Bearcat baddie, it wasn't without its challenges. My GPA took a nosedive, I was canceled on Snapchat, was harassed and assaulted, couldn't secure a job, lost my roommates, lost virtually all of my friends and support system, and at some points didn't leave my dorm or a shower for multiple days in a row. I felt terrible for my RA, Alyssa. To prevent history from repeating itself, I knew I needed reinforcements.
I've been involved in neurodiversity advocacy and the autism space since I was a teenager. I actually got involved by accident.
Hayley Moss is an attorney, author, artist, and autism advocate. In addition, she's also a consultant, keynote speaker, and adjunct professor at Taylor University in the psychology department. As an author, Hayley has written four books, including A Freshman Survival Guide for College Students with Autism Spectrum Disorders, something I probably should have read last year. So when the opportunity presented itself, I knew having Hayley on was a must.
I really was invited to speak on a panel at a conference, and I had been raised to always give back, so I agreed to go. And it was in Orlando, Florida, which meant I was going to get a trip to Disney World out of it, so that sounded pretty great. And it was the one thing that actually changed my life because I realized the power of sharing our stories as neurodivergent people and all of that. So that is something that was really important to me. I love getting to educate people. I left law practice in order to make neurodiversity education accessible and do it full time.
After the break, diagnosis, doom and gloom. If you're looking to replace underwear you've had since you were a wee high school freshman that aren't very fresh anymore, or are looking into more sustainable options without paying $90 for various shades of brown, Parade has got you covered in all the right places. Available in sizes extra small through 5X, Parade's underwear is made of soft, breathable, and recycled fabrics that are good for the environment and look great on anybody. Starting as low as $8 and in so many different colors and patterns outside of sad beige. Join the parade today and save 20% off your purchase when you use code SUMMERORBANWRITES at checkout. We're back.
I'm kind of interested to learn more about kind of what the attitude around, college and university was for you. Was it like expected like the rest of your peers, or was it kind of different in that sense?
That's a great question. So for me, it was expected because my parents expected it, I think, at a certain age, but it was not expected when I was first diagnosed. I was diagnosed when I was 3, and my parents kind of got the doom and gloom at the time. The late 90s were a very different attitude towards autism and what we know and what resources were available. So my family was told they'd be lucky if I made a friend, if I finished high school, if I did eventually hold any type of job. So it was a very different time. But there was a point that it was clear that I did well in school, so I was pretty much an academic achiever. And I really loved being in school. And it was very clear at some point that I was absolutely going to go to college or university. And I don't remember when that point was, but for me, that point of I want to go and I'm going to go was when I was 13, that I had just went to that event that I was telling you about in Orlando. And the first person I met who was autistic was a university student. And it was the first time that I met an autistic college student. And I was like, oh, wow. That's possible for people like us. That is so awesome. So that's when it kind of became a goal, something that I really wanted to do. And I also had a lot of pressure from where I went to school too, because I was at a private high school and a lot of my peers were going to these really fancy liberal arts, Ivy League schools. And it was almost expected, like, oh, that's going to be what you want. And it really wasn't what I wanted, because with my autism, I have different challenges related to independent living. I was afraid to live away from home. I wasn't quite sure what I was ready for and could handle at 18 years old. So I knew I was going to stay in state. I didn't think I was ready to handle airports by myself. I actually didn't fly anywhere for the first time by myself until I was in law school. So go figure there. And the transition was actually very difficult for me. I did end up living away from home about 4 hours. I had a roommate. I wanted a typical college experience, and I was afraid to admit that I needed help at the times that I did need help, because I think there's this kind of fearlessness that comes with being young that you think you can do everything and you just want to prove that you can do everything.
Yeah, totally. So with your work as an attorney, with your work in law and all of that, I'm curious to learn more about like your college career and how you got to where you started to where you are now. Like, where did you go when you were in like undergrad, you know, post-grad, law school, like what you were majoring in and that kind of stuff?
When I was an undergrad, I wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do, in the fact that I started off as pre-med and that lasted about 6 weeks. So I realized I was not passionate about the sciences. I was not happy with it. I kind of went back to the drawing board, and I knew, thankfully, the major that I had picked at orientation was something I actually enjoyed. So I started it as a psychology major, and I actually did take that to completion, but I did end up adding a second major in criminology, which was our basically version of criminal justice. So I thought that was interesting. It was apparent at some point that I was going to be going to law school and that I wanted to go to law school, probably very shortly after this whole I'm not going to be a doctor thing, that I thought I'd be a lawyer, because it actually played better to the skills that I had, that I love to talk, that I love to write, that I love to research, that I love to help people. So I added that. I finished undergrad actually in 3 years instead of four, mostly because I just really wanted to get my professional life started. I had things I really wanted to do. I was very ambitious in that, and I took classes over the summer. So I was super excited to go to law school. And when I did go to law school, I actually moved closer to home. I went to the University of Miami for law school. I'm extremely proud of that, go Canes. And I had a very different transition, because law school is not the same as undergrad in terms of what's expected of you, that you have to be that much more of kind of a self-starter in the fact that you have reading to do every day for class, but you don't have homework. You're not turning in assignments constantly. You're not being kind of looked after the same way in college, but there's still social groups and things like that. If anything, when I look back on law school, it is more akin to the high school experience for me than the undergrad experience, because you have small groups, everyone knows each other. There's some cliques, there aren't some cliques. I went to a private high school where people were very competitive to get good grades and to be high achievers. I didn't see that again until I was in law school. So it was very strange the way that my high school experience actually prepared me for both college and law school, because I was prepared for college because academically I didn't find college too challenging, but I was prepared for the more real world stuff of law school from my high school experience.
Got it. So I guess I'm interested in knowing what was for you one aspect about either undergrad or law school that was most challenging for you, and how did you manage that?
The most challenging parts of both of those was actually independent living stuff. Everyone always expects, I'm going to say, it's getting used to courses or the academic workload or making friends, which, yes, is exceedingly difficult, the making friends part. Academically was never really my struggle, especially in undergrad. But I didn't know how to really be on my own. I didn't have the skill set and the executive functioning to be able to keep up with keeping my dorm or apartment clean. I didn't have the skill set to keep up with laundry, to do all of these different things. And also, because of some of the demands of these things, it impacts mental health. And then those things get even harder on top of being autistic. So I always tell young autistic people that want to live away, want that full experience or that quote unquote independence, is not to be afraid to ask for help and to actually take time before you go to learn these things. I didn't know how to do most of the independent living adulthood stuff when I got to undergrad. And when I got to law school, I struggled with it even more because the demands of law school, with the amount of reading I had to do and that you had to do all these other extracurriculars and networking and stuff, that my life outside of school was a lot more difficult. So that's the stuff that was actually the hardest. I don't know if I have a perfect answer, especially because I still struggle with all that stuff. My apartment is still always a mess. I still don't quite know how to do certain adulthood things. I still struggle with things like driving. So it's a learning process for sure.
Yeah, I totally get that. I mean, I've been at my place for 2 weeks, and I'm still trying to figure out how to organize all my crap and stuff like that. So I just have little piles of mess just everywhere. Just where do I put this stuff?
Yeah.
So I definitely get that.
So my thing with mess, because I know it's very hard to keep it organized and stuff, I always tell people, I do not care if you have mess. I care if you have dirt. So I understand if you were like me and things don't get put away because you're executive functioning, you forget about it, you get overwhelmed, but you don't want to do things like leave food out. I will still take out the trash every day. You don't want, and I know this is a very big thing, especially with dorm life or apartment living, especially, is that you want to be clean like that because you don't want to have bug problems.
Yeah.
And when I was in the dorms, everyone knew there was always somebody who would, or somewhere in the building that would have roach problems. And that's the same even in my current apartment building, because I still live in a building that has students in it. And a lot of them are very bad at not putting food away for some reason, because I have had to talk to building management before, there's something going on in here, and it's because of the way that other people are living.
Yeah, I definitely get that.
So that's my advice to you, is it's okay if you have mess. It is not okay if you have dirt.
Awesome. Thank you.
Just don't be disgusting about it. That's my only ask of people. And they're like, oh, it's really hard. I'm like, yes, but you could do this one bare minimum thing of not leaving food out for 3 days and put your dishes away in the sink. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Yeah, I totally get that. I actually haven't bought groceries yet. So thank you for that. I'll definitely keep that in mind.
That's okay. I forget to do grocery shopping, or I don't make lists because I thankfully live very close to a grocery store. I'm like, oh, I'll just go later.
Yeah. I feel that.
Definitely plan it out. I know when I was in college, I would plan it out because I would have to take the bus. So I never had a car when I was in undergrad or law school.
Yeah.
So I had to plan out certain outings like that, except part of when I was in undergrad, it was a little bit better because my partner at the time had a car. So when he would come hang out, because we also both lived in the dorms and we wanted to get stuff, I'd be like, dude, let's go.
I'm curious to know if you have any tips or any piece of advice for young autistic adults in high school who are getting into the college search, or any parents of autistic high school students who are trying to like navigate all of this stuff. I was just curious if you have like any advice surrounding that.
Absolutely. And the advice that I would give you from the get-go is meet with and talk with disability services at these colleges. See what accommodation options are available to you. And if you do this while you're in high school, especially if you are still under 18, it's very helpful because then your parents can actually be a little bit more involved. I did not turn 18 until I started undergrad, so after orientation. So I was a little bit lucky because, you know, there's the FERPA stuff that sometimes like your parents can't get involved in your education. They can't basically call, you're an adult, all this other stuff. You're the student, you're the adult. So I always tell folks, if you can start those processes before you get to campus or while you're still in high school, especially if you are still a minor technically, it's easier because you have someone to advocate with you. Not necessarily for you, but also you want to learn those advocacy skills because you are going to be self-advocating an awful lot. So I also tell families, if you have an autistic college student or soon-to-be college student, don't be afraid to start really involving them in their high school education if you haven't already, because they're going to need to learn a lot of those advocacy skills in college, and you don't want college to be the first time they have to learn to self-advocate. College is already stressful enough.
Listening to the experiences of both Rachel and Haley has given me some much-needed hope and encouragement. Despite everything that went down during my freshman year, I'm genuinely looking forward to my sophomore one. I'm going through informal sorority recruitment with some houses I'm interested in. I'm excited about the journalism classes I'm taking and becoming more serious about my writing. I'm starting to get involved on campus with different student orgs. I sit with the extroverted students in my class. Highly recommend if you're autistic and or introverted. I have multiple part-time job offers lined up. I'm taking Prozac and feeling better. I talk with my professors after class and actually sound like I'm making sense. Who knows? Maybe I'm speaking too soon. If you're already an avid listener of the show, I guess you'll stick around to find out with me too. If you're looking to replace underwear you've had since you were a wee high school freshman that aren't very fresh anymore, or are looking into more sustainable options without paying $90 for various shades of brown, Parade has got you covered in all the right places. Available in sizes extra small through 5X, Parade's underwear is made of soft, breathable, and recycled fabrics that are good for the environment and look great on anybody. Starting as low as $8 and in so many different colors and patterns outside of sad beige. Join the Parade today and save 20% off your purchase when you use code SUMMERORBANWRITES at checkout. Distributed by Spotify for Podcasters, SoSo is edited, produced, and hosted by me, Summer Orban. A special thanks to Haley Moss for being a part of this episode. You can find more about Haley and her work at haleymoss.com. Be sure to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps out the show. Don't forget to subscribe to and download SoSo wherever you find your podcast so you never miss a new episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.